We're going to talk now about National Heritage Week. Heritage Week runs from this Saturday, the 13th to the 21st of August, and there's a wide range of in-person events and online digital projects for everyone to explore. Heritage Week is a Heritage Council programme supported by local authority heritage officers and the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. And the Heritage Office with Sligo County Council encouraging everybody to visit the website heritageweek.ie to browse the vast array of events and projects that are taking place not only across County Sligo but beyond, and to plan their week. Now, throughout Heritage Week, we here on Ocean FM, in partnership with the Heritage Office of Sligo County Council, will be highlighting some of the many Heritage Week events in Sligo, and we'll be talking to some of the event organisers and groups from around the county, and we'll also give listeners a chance to enter a daily Heritage Week competition for a voucher. So stay tuned for that. And the prizes are sponsored by the Heritage Office and by Sligo County Council. Joining us to launch Heritage Week are Siobhan Ryan, Heritage Officer with Sligo County Council, and Councillor Donal Gilroy, who's Chair of Sligo Heritage Forum. Good morning to you both.
Good morning,
thanks for joining us. Siobhan, I'll ask you first. I mean, we mentioned the rave events. There really is something for everybody, isn't there, on Heritage Week?
It's really fantastic. There's over 1,500 events listed nationally, and there's over 30 events happening in Sligo during the week. So there's in-person events and there's also online events. And I suppose the online events are a throwback from our COVID experience the last 2 years, so they have been retained. But it's just so great to be back. It's great to be back in person, to meet people, and to just go out and celebrate and enjoy our heritage in the county.
Right, OK. Councillor Gilroy, as I said, you're Chair of Sligo Heritage Forum. Tell us a bit about the week and the themes for this year involved.
Yes, Niall. I suppose this week, this year, Heritage Week is about looking to the past to create a more resilient future. That's the kind of the theme they have on it. Event organisers throughout the region have responded wonderfully to this year's theme of sustainability and biodiversity, which are huge things now, and have created opportunities for people of all ages and backgrounds to learn more about our heritage, helping to ensure its preservation and protection for future generations. There's endless ways to get involved. I'd encourage people to visit the National Heritage Week website, which is www.heritageweek.ie, and browse the vast array of events and projects taking place and to plan the week ahead.
And it has always been the case that communities engage willingly with Heritage Week. They see the importance of it and the benefit of it.
Yeah, local communities, you know, they're the real strength behind Heritage Week and the drive and passion and enthusiasm. And you've seen it, and I've heard it so many times on your show where people come on about heritage projects. And that's what makes Heritage Week the success it is. They know their local heritage best and they value it and are proud to share it with others. I'd like to, I suppose, take this time to thank all the in-person events and digital project organisers for their enthusiasm and dedication to this project, and to wish them the best of luck in all that they do.
Right, okay. Siobhan, as you say, lots and lots of events. Where can people find out about what's happening in their area, should they?
I suppose thanks, Niall. The go-to portal is the Heritage Week website, which Donal has mentioned. So it's www.heritageweek.ie, and you can search by county, you can search by date and event type. So if you're interested in family events, or if you're interested in historical talks or exhibitions or demonstrations, you can actually search by event type. So from guided tours, exhibitions, workshops, live performances and everything in between, you'd be absolutely spoiled for choice during Heritage Week.
Right, okay. There are 2 days in particular which have a theme, and we mentioned themes at the start with Councillor Gilroy. One is the opening day, or sorry, the final day, it's Saturday week, the 20th. So what? Tell us a bit about these 2 particular days.
Yes, there are 2 days in Heritage Week which are specifically themed. The first happens on Saturday, the 20th of August, and it's Wild Child Day. And the purpose of this day is to invite children really to go outside and explore the natural heritage and biodiversity around them in a fun and enjoyable way. So we're encouraging children to look at the world around them differently, to open their eyes to the diverse beauty of the landscape in their area, and to explore the locality and even further afield. And if they can grab their parents and grandparents while they do it, all the better for it. So for in Sligo, for example, Wild Child Day is going to be celebrated at Hazelwood Forest. And you can join Heritage and Schools Specialist Michael Coughlin for a fantastic day of fun outdoor activities for all the family. There'll be 3 2-hour sessions during Saturday the 20th, and they're starting at 10, half 12 and 3 p.m. But booking is essential, and as we mentioned, all details are on the Heritage Week website.
Right, okay. Councillor Gilroy, the Heritage Forum, people might not be aware of its existence or what they do. What do you do? Tell us a little bit about the work which is involved there.
Yeah, I suppose the Heritage Forum has been going for many years now, and it's been quite active in Sligo. It's a multi-stakeholder group, really, and it advises on the preparation and delivery of our County Sligo Heritage Plan, which hopefully we'll have later this year or early next year. The Forum, it's supported in its work with the Heritage Office by Siobhan and her colleague Sinead, and the Heritage Council. It's focused on undertaking actions for the betterment of Sligo's natural and built heritage. This would include, community heritage actions like our Sligo Community Archaeology Project, which has been hugely successful, and I think Siobhan's going to speak a little bit more on that as well. And national initiatives such as the Historic Towns. So the new 5-year heritage plan is currently in preparation, and when it comes out in the coming months for consultation, I'd encourage people to get involved.
Right, okay. Looking for some of your highlights. You first, Siobhan. Specific events that you think will be likely to attract people's interest.
Okay, there are so many, but I suppose just to focus early on in the week. So Sunday, the 14th of August at 2 p.m, you can join Ballymote Heritage Group for a guided tour of Emlifad Ecclesiastical Complex near Ballymote. And this will be led by archaeologists and local historians Martin and Mary Timoney, who are well known to all across County Sligo and have a really, really expert knowledge in relation to this area. It's a fabulous site. And I just recommend that people maybe park in Ballymote and walk up to the Emlifad Old Church of Ireland using the Ballymote Heritage Trail. And if anybody is available at 2 o'clock on Sunday, it would be well worth your while attending that. Another talk on Monday the 15th of August at 11:30, you can go out to West Sligo and join the Enniscrone Heritage Walk, which is being led by archaeologist Angela Wallace and Michael Breen of Enniscrone Tidy Towns. And the focus will be on the monuments of the Castlefield there in Enniscrone and the ongoing work to conserve them. And just also mention on Monday, you can also explore the Green Fort with archaeologist Sam Moore. The Green Fort is in Sligo Town in O'Boyle Park, and there's a guided walk of that site at 2 o'clock on Monday. And I suppose that one of the quirkier events is happening on Tuesday morning the 16th at 10 a.m. and it's at Sligo Abbey, and it's called the Abbey After Dark. And you can join Nature Learn expert Michael Bell for a look at some of Sligo's Abbey flying nighttime visitors, which means moths. Michael is actually going to leave a moth-like trap out on Monday night, and you can go along on Tuesday morning and help him open it and to see what has been flying around Sligo Abbey after dark. So that will be a very interesting, brilliant event for children and families, and 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning in Sligo Abbey. But I suppose just to encourage, if anybody's posting photographs on social media, if they're out and they're communicating with their friends, to use the hashtag Heritage Week 2022 and join in the national conversation that's going to be developing around Heritage Week next week.
All right. Okay. What about yourself, Councillor Gilroy? What are you looking forward to? What have you enjoyed in the past during Heritage Week?
There's been lots of things down through the years, and I suppose one that stands out for me and maybe even for yourself, Niall, that would be close to your own heart, is the one that's been organised by the Sligo Field Club and Drumcliffe-Rath Cormac Tidy Towns Committee. And they're going to hold a guided walk on the wildlife of the Drumcliffe River, which kind of brings in the sustainability and biodiversity side, and also the history of Drumcliffe Church, on Wednesday the 17th of August at 7 p.m. And I think that'll be a lovely event that's open to all. And I suppose I'd like to mention that there's lots of groups that are, and I've mentioned the Field Club there already, but there are lots of groups that do things throughout the year, not just in Heritage Week, but they hold events and talks throughout the year. And for example, we've the Spanish Armada Visitor Centre in Grange, which is open all year round, or most of the year anyway, on weekends, staffed by volunteers. I was there last weekend myself, and it's great to see people coming in and seeing the history of it. And of course, the upcoming festival in September, the 16th of 18th of September, we're remembering the Armada. So Heritage Week is a great opportunity to celebrate all that's good about heritage in Sligo, and it's huge, as well as those who care for it. I suppose that's the real message we need to get out there.